And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, and Eric. And
this
song is
Rebel Rebel by David Bowie. Of course, we are paying our respects and celebrating the life of David Bowie. What a talented guy. We lost earlier this week, and we know Rebel Rebel from a lot of different movies. I have it noted here from Strange Magic, one of the last movies that this was featured in, the animated film. But, of course, from Dumb and Dumberer, When Harry Met Lloyd or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of different movies.
A lot of different movies. And this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix. 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Say hi to Alexander when you go visit him. Take care of your car's integrity, honesty. The guy is fair with great sophistication.
You know what? I've got to tell you, our guest, Demetrius, his eyes are so expressive. I'm not going to be a spoiler alert, but that one scene where they zoom in, phenomenal.
Oh,
awesome,
yeah.
Awesome job.
And a great mustache as well. Demetrius Gross, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing? Thanks for the warm introduction.
Great, welcome. Great. Yeah, well, you know, and you might have missed it. We just said that we love the film, 13 hours. I gave it 4 stars. Trisha gave it 4.5 stars. Dave, what did you say?
Four and a half.
So
fantastic.
I mean, fantastic film, and we just praise the acting, including you. Tell us a little bit about your character, because you're probably a little more skilled on not giving the spoilers than we.
Well, Dave Ubin is a diplomatic security agent who was one of the agents responsible for protecting Senator Chris Stevens, or Ambassador Chris Stevens, rather. And him and Scott Wicklund were there at the U.S. Embassy. Or the temporary diplomatic outpost, more so. And they engaged in the fight that night when the embassy was raided by the Libyan militants. They engaged in the fight. My character stays on, actually, when the ambassador gets kidnapped. I think he was that of asphyxia or kidnapping. But when that happened, Dave Rubin actually wasn't there. He was protecting the perimeter. Scott Wilson had hands on him. But nonetheless, they both decided to kind of stay in the fight that night and try to save lives of Americans and protect the red, white, and blue, so to speak. And the show really the film takes place about Benghazi, September 11th, 2012. And, we all know what happened. At least we have reports of what happened. And this is kind of the inside scoop, the kind of stripped down to the nuts and bolts, untold story about what really happened there at Ground Zero. And I like the film because it kind of stays away from all the political backdrop about what was going on, and it really just kind of heralds the men and women who were there that night and the situation that they tried to neutralize and get out of.
It really shows what everyone endured, and it just was so grueling. I have to ask, was it as grueling to shoot the film as it is to look at, you know, all that action that takes place? Or
it was just for about 2.5 months. About as close to Libya as you could actually be legally, because Libya still has a lot of political turmoil going on. So when you try to ship a crew of 300 people, that's not even including actors, to a faraway place to shoot a movie, you want to keep safety as high a priority as you can.
So
the process was a grind, but it was a good grind. I mean, you get a chance to shoot with a world-class director. He's on a short list of about 5 people. And so that was exciting. the experience lived up to the hype. I mean, we got a chance to play Call of Duty basically in 4D, you know.
And
that was cool because we had such highly trained actors who were, playing the insurgents. And, you know, I thought some of these guys were in dance because they just the way that they contort their bodies based on the choreography of the gunfights, and it was pretty spectacular.
Excellent. Now, you've had some incredible roles, whether it's, you know, Straight Outta Compton or, you know, Justify. I mean, everything that you have been involved in. How did you prepare for this role? Like, did you meet up with some of these, you know, real life heroes and discuss with them, or?
I did. I had a chance to meet with the GRS, the Global Response Team. They were very hands-on. Tig and Oz and Tonto, they were over there with us and just showed us some tactical stuff, stuff that you would really only learn being a Navy SEAL or being a ranger or a contractor. So they showed us some of the moves, how to look savvy with the artillery. More than even that, they showed us and talked to us about the camaraderie that these guys shared over there, how they really depended on each other with their lives. And it was really interesting because I never really considered myself a very patriotic guy. I love America, and I love the great history of African Americans in the country, and just, you know, the fact that we represent the free world. I love America, but I never considered myself kind of like a pat, so to speak.
Like gung-ho.
But after coming out of this movie, yeah, exactly. Like toting the flag, walking down Main Street. That wasn't necessarily me, but definitely getting a chance to bond relationships with these guys who are in the armed forces and learning about just how indebted we are in terms of their sacrifice. And, you know, they love this country on a whole nother level, and they protect this country and they protect our freedoms. And so getting a chance to really get to know these guys and learn about their psychology and their relationships, it definitely made for what I think is one of Michael's strongest films, relationship-wise. I mean, you really see, even though there's a lot of action and a high pressure, tense situation, pretty much the majority of the film, what I've been receiving is that audiences can really see the relationship between the guys and their families back home, and it gives a really intimate look at what goes on in the wheelhouse of men and women when they're overseas and they're protecting us.
Yeah, and so. Hi, Demetrius, this is Dave, and here's a question, or actually a comment. And I thought this was an extremely emotional film where you look at the loyalty, the dedication, you know, like the role you played, as well as some of the contractors, other people that were there to protect and serve. But then on the other hand, you look at a different spectrum of emotions where no one came to help, hardly. I mean, I don't want to spoil the movie, but... But, you know, it seemed like where were the reinforcements? And, you know, before all this came down, did you, as you're going through your part, were some of those things running through your mind too?
Absolutely. I mean, the film is based off of Mitch Zerkoff's book, 13 Hours. And, you know, we got detailed, almost transcripted dialogue based on what really happened there. And I know James Badgedale, who plays Tyrone, I think his last name is Woods, he has a great line where he says, you know, we are the only hope we have.
Yeah.
You know, we're the only hope that they have. And then Dave Rubin, who I play, he says, you know, I want to stay in this fight. He says to Oz, he's like, you know, let me do something. Let me help. And that was the general consensus of those guys there, and the women, the men and women there that night, that they were not gonna go quietly into that good night, so to speak, and just tuck their tails and not defend our outposts. And I think it's just a testament to what what the armed forces, like, just the sacrifice they make and what they go through on a daily basis. I mean, we've got people stationed all over the world right now as we speak, protecting our freedom. And so you get to really just see it. Or you will, if you haven't seen the movie yet, you'll get to see what those inner workings are like and what those split hair decisions are like in the moment. The movie has a real documentarian feel to where sometimes you forget you're actually watching a movie just because of the realness and the immediacy of the action.
Yeah, and I thought that was an extremely great portion of it, was that it was that way, and we appreciate it, and it's not over till it's over, like they said at the end of the film. I did not quite in those words, but wow. Yes. We have to go to break now, but Demetrius.
We have to have you on the show again sometime to talk about Westworld, Game of Silence, and I'm so interested in this fashion line that you have as well, Demetrius. So please join us again sometime in the future, okay?
Sure, I'd love to. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so
Cheers.
Much.
And this is Changes by Butterfly Boucher and David Bowie from Shrek 2.
And Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.